Wamanje amabandla amakhulu kwele Melika ancintisa kukhetho lolu akhankasa emisakazweni kumabonakude emadolobheni emaphandleni lenkundleni zokuxhumana esenzela ukuganga abantu ukuthi babavotele. Ibandla lama-Republicans limelwe ngumongameli Donald Trump lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Mike Pence, kuthi ke elama-Democrats limelwe ngumnumzana Joe Biden lonkosikazi Kamala Harris. Okwamanje sokulabantu abedlula izigidi ezingamajumi ayisificaminwemibili 81 million asebevote kukhetho lolu. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwele Melika asebeyingxenye yelizwe leli bayavota kukhetho lolu. Unkosazana Musa wenkosi Ndlovu odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala duzane leWashington DC uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bavote.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi ngulo lalowo olelungelo lokuthi avote enze njalo. Esikhathini abantu bathi ivoti yami ngenza umehluko sibili. Yeah, ivoti ya wonke umuntu yenza umehluko. Kulabo abangenelisi ukuvota licabanga ukuthi kulalabo abangela malungelo ukuthi avote yini elizakuba lilizwi lakho.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Phidizela Ngcobo uzavota kukhetho lolu. Ungcobo uthi baningi abantu abazovotelwa kukhetho lolunyaka.
Saka 3 November kuzabe kulilanga elikhulu lapha eAmerica ngoba abantu bayabekhetha elonyaka kuvotelwa umongameli kwamanye ama-states akhona kunye lama-senator, ikanti ama-states wonke njalo azabe evotela abameli endlini yephalamende lapha eyazakala ukuthi House of Representatives. Loba abantu bezabe bevota okupheleleyo ngolwesibili, ukuvota khona sokulesikhathi kwaqalisa lapha. Abantu bayenelisa ukuvota ngokuthunyelwa incwadi eziyabe zidle phepha lokuvotela ukuthiwa i-ballot, bese bevota-ke bethumeze. Lo nyaka ngenxa yegciwane leli eliphasaleleyo bakhuthaze ukuthi abantu abaningi basebenzise lokhu kuvota. Ukhona njalo okunye okwenzakalayo kuthiwa yi-early voting, lapho ama-states avula khona ukuthi abantu bebuye bezovota ilanga ngokwalo lingakafiki. Lo nyaka abantu abaningi bayakwenza lokhu, ngakho kuthiwa abantu abaningi sebehle bathatha leli thuba ukuthi bevote ukuthi mhla ka-3 November bebephumula besisemakhaya.
Umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele South Africa uthi akwaziwa ozanqoba kukhetho lolu.
Ukhetho lwaseMelika lubaluleke kakhulu ukululandela ngoba iMelika inomthelela omkhulu emazweni amaningi kwezomnotho nezepolitiki zalawo mazwe. Siyambona uJoe Biden engathi uhamba phambili kuma-polls echaya laphana kancanyana nje uTrump, uDonald Trump, kutshengisela sengathi abantu bamthakazelela kangcono. Kodwa ke sesike sakubona phambilini ukuthi ama-polls kwesinye isikhathi akusiwo agcina ekhomba ukuthi ngibani ozonqoba, ngoba kwesinye isikhathi kuba nama-swing states nama-key states agcina eguqula isimo ade siboniswa ngama-polls ma abantu sebesiya ku-election. So sizobe sikukhangelela ukukubona ukuthi ngibani ozonqoba mhlaka 3 November, ngoba nakho kungaba nomthelela ekuthinini ilizwe lakithi, particularly eZimbabwe, ukuthi kuthiwani ngodaba lwama-sanctions nodaba nje lwepolicy ye-America towards ilizwe lakithi.
Ukhetho lukamongameli kumele unqobayo athole okuthiwa ngama-electoral votes angamakhulu amabili lamajumi ayisikhombisa 270. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingoKip Stube.